You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. I'm your host, David Mastin. Thank you for joining me wherever or whenever you are listening to this particular podcast. I'm grateful tonight. It's nighttime. That's why I said tonight. To be here, man, I got a good message, that I believe was inspired by God, man. And I'm feeling it a little bit now. So, I used to go to the gym all the time. Maybe like 2 months ago or a month ago. Yeah, about 2 months ago, I was going to the gym consistently and like I was in it like back in December. And, I was going every single day or every other day. And, the first week that I started, my whole body was locked up. And, it was one of those things where I was in so much pain, that I couldn't move my body. Body full of lactic acid. I mean, stiff as a board. I sounded country there, but in all honesty, it was just all bad. And so, this week I was really determined to kind of start back in the gym. I had started feeling real lethargic. I had started to feel a little down too. And one of the things that I know, that helps with whenever you are maybe worried or you have anxiety or maybe you're having some days where you're feeling a little depressed is working out. And so I wanted this week to be the week that I get back and start working out. And I had just celebrated a week of vacation where I ate like just crazy amounts of food, every single day. And so this week I wanted to kind of hit back in the gym and y'all, I am feeling it. Like today was leg day and I hate leg day because y'all know we don't like working out our legs. Well, men don't like working out our legs. We think everything is upper body and above, but, I worked out my legs and like my right leg it hates me. It hates my whole life. I say that to say that leads me into today's lesson that we're going to talk about today. And, one of the things that I did about, I would say about a month ago, is I started back going to therapy. And I started going back because I felt like I needed to talk to somebody. I had so much on my mind. And I didn't want to go back to that place. And so I started going back to therapy, kind of talking to my therapist about something. And one of the things that he kind of talked to me about was, and you guys know that I'm vulnerable, right? So, or I try to be as vulnerable as I can. There's a young lady that, I had extremely high interest in. Just crazy about. And so I was telling him about it and, you know, he was asking me questions and all this kind of stuff. And he told me something that just instantly struck. And I just felt like it was God trying to reveal something to me. He said, David, if you decide to pursue this, you have to be willing to get hurt. And I said, man, I told him, I said, well, man, you know, I don't want to be hurt no more. Like I've been hurt. I've been emotionally hurt. I've been emotionally damaged and I don't want to go through that anymore. And he said to me, he said, David, if you're going to pursue a relationship, if you're going to pursue anybody that you extremely care about, you have to be willing to be hurt, to get hurt. You have to be willing to endure pain. And I said to him, I said, but man, I don't want to endure pain. You know, I want to avoid it as much as possible. And these are the words that stuck out the most. He said to me, David, you cannot avoid pain. And that thing stuck with me, man. It struck me like it was just, it struck me like nothing else. It was almost like God opened up my mind and revealed to me what some of my issues of life are. And while sometimes I get stuck in certain places and I don't move forward, and it's because I'm afraid to get hurt. I try to avoid pain. And so what that does is because I try to avoid pain as much as I possibly can, I always stop at a certain level. And I never get to where I should get to because I don't want to endure the pain of what success may look like, or the pain of what a successful relationship may be, or the pain of, you know, what may be the best thing of my life, right? And so God started dealing with me on that. He started talking to me about that. He started dealing with me in my spirit about how much I try to avoid pain. And one thing that I've learned, that I'm learning in life, and even in working out, right? I think some of the issues with us working out is that we don't want to feel that pain, that soreness, that grittiness, right? But one thing that Kobe Bryant said that is very, very true. And that is that if you're going to be great, if you're going to be amazing, right, you have to endure the process. You have to love the process. You have to love the steps that it takes to be successful. And a lot of us don't want that. We don't want to endure that. We've been through it. We've been there. We've done that. And so we say things like, man, I'm not going through that no more. Or we'll say things like, man, I don't want to feel that no more. But in all honesty, if we're going to be the best, if we're going to be great, if we're going to be the most successful, we have to be willing to endure some pain, some discomfort. We will never reach the plateau that God has for us if we do not learn how to endure pain, how to navigate through it, what to do when we experience it. Do we have a game plan for when it comes? You know that throughout life, there's going to be ups and downs. So what's your game plan when we get in the downs? I have to be honest with y'all, I don't have one. And I have to develop one, and maybe that's something that I'll work with my therapist. Maybe that's something I'll work with friends on, or maybe that's something I'll work with my accountability partner with, or maybe I talk to a mentor or somebody that can place me, excuse me, in check and allow me and point me back to the plan that we created. I feel like I just did. Yeah, bop. In my, I'm sorry. But, go back to the plan that we develop that will enable us to succeed through pain. Is it going back to prayer? Is it going back to singing praise songs? Is it going back to maybe watching something funny? Is it going back to seeing, writing down that vision and then re-looking at that vision? Maybe you make a vision board, and whenever you feel down, you look at the end picture so that you have the view that God wants you to see of how you're going to get to your end. You see, it is the ability to endure pain that separates the greats from the non-greats. It's the ability to endure pain that separates Christ from those who have no idea what it's like to be a follower of him. even let's go spiritually. Even if you are going to be spiritually great, you have to endure pain. The Bible says, the scripture says that many, you know what? And I want to read this verbatim. The scripture says in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. But he first says many are the afflictions. In other words, you're going to have afflictions. If you're a believer, you're going to experience pain. But at the end of that pain, we trust and we know that God is going to deliver us out of all of them, not some of them, not just one of them, not just two of them, but we know that he's going to deliver us out of all of them. Let me read you what Peter said. Peter says, whom resists in 1 Peter 5:9-10, 1 Peter 5:9-10, he says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother that are in the world, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, after ye have gone through pain a while, a season, a short period, after you have suffered a while, he'll make you perfect. He'll establish you. He'll strengthen you and he'll settle you. You see, the issue of some of our lack of anchoring in our Christian belief, the reasoning for the lack of anchoring in our relationships with our spouses, the reason why you can't engage in relationships, the reason why no relationship you get in is successful, the reason why you can't finish school, the reason why you can't go to church, the reason why you can't advance spiritually, the reason why you can't get past a certain career point, the reason why you can't pass that test, the reason why you're stuck is because you don't know how to endure pain. Let me, since it's the month of February and we're talking about love, if you are going to have a successful relationship, you have to know how to endure pain. Yes, pain from the opposite person, because no relationship is perfect. And I'm not talking about a physical pain, somebody hitting you, but you're going to experience emotional pain. You're going to experience emotional frustration because that comes in a relationship. But more so, you should be in feeling the pain of denying self, because in order for you to have real love and to have a successful relationship, you have to be willing to sacrifice yourself. Meaning that I have to deny myself what I want so that the person next to me is pleased. And if I deny what I want and they deny what they want, and it's all to please me so that I can please them and they please me and I please them and they please me and I please them, then I'm always being replenished. And in denying self, I'm going to experience pain. The Bible talks about mortifying the deeds of the flesh. Why? So that we can enhance the spirit that is on the inside of us. The Bible talks about denying oneself, right? That Christ might increase. The Bible talks about that decreasing oneself, that God might be advanced. Some of us aren't advancing spiritually because we don't deny self. We want to satisfy us. We want to satisfy all of our needs. We want to satisfy what we feel like. I feel like cussing you out, so I'm gonna cuss you out. I feel like screwing everybody in sight, so I'm gonna screw everybody in sight. I feel like giving it away, and I'm gonna give it away. I feel like sleeping with this one, that one, that one. I'm gonna do that. Whatever it is that satisfies me, then that's what's going to work me. And therefore, we're stuck spiritually because we don't want to endure the pain, the agony, the struggle, that you would have to give up so that you could be what God wants you to be. You don't want to endure that. You don't know what to do when that happens. You don't want to endure that sacrifice. You don't want to endure that pain. pain. You don't want to endure that suffering. And so therefore, since you don't want to endure it, you stay stuck. You stay stagnant. You don't move. You don't advance because you don't want to get outside of your own self. You don't want to experience that pain. Let me bring it relatable. Let me bring it back to relatable. One of the things that my goal is to do is to lift 315 pounds of bench press, and I want to lift it 5 times. In order for me to get that, though, I am going to have to experience pain. I am going to have to lift hard. I'm going to have to work hard. I'm going to have to work out consistently. I'm going to have to work out different muscles of my body. I'm going to have to do those things in order to reach that goal. Pain is going to be a part of reaching the goal, right? I'll bring it spiritual. Jesus understood. Jesus says in the garden, he says, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Matter of fact, I want to read it to you because, you know, when you know the scripture and you have it, I don't want you guys to think that I'm just making this stuff up. In Mark chapter 14, verse 36, it reads, and he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thy will be done." So Jesus here is saying, "Lord, I don't want to have to endure this pain. I don't want to have to endure what you have for me. But yet, God, nevertheless, thy will be done." In other words, what he's saying is God, if the only way possible that this nation that I love so much, that these people that I love so much, that this world, this mankind that I love so much can be saved, is if I endure this pain, because I love them so much, and because I see the goal so much, and because I see the number that can't be numbered being in heaven, because I see the people rejoicing because their tears are wiped away, and because their minds are clear now, their sins have been forgiven, and that weight has been loaded, because I see devils being defeated. I see the sick being healed. I see the depressed being set free. I see it. And if the only way, God, that I can reach that goal is I got to go through this pain, God, not my will, but thy will be done. I don't mean to get, preachy on you. And if I'm talking fast, I'm sorry. I'm really, really excited about this because I'm finally understanding how I get to the other side. I get it now. I understand why I only can make it to a certain level or make it to a certain point and then I revert back because I don't want to endure the pain. But God is saying, y'all, man, I wish I could get play this in your car. You need to turn the volume up or maybe turn it down because I'm yelling. whatever you need to do, you need to get this in your spirit. That God is saying, if you are going to get what I have for you, you have to be willing to go through the pain. And God is saying that the pain is only going to last a little while. Man, I don't know who that's for. I don't know who may be listening. I don't know if you're at your weak point. I don't know if it's at night. Maybe you're thinking about giving it all up. Maybe you're thinking about giving it all away. God is saying, baby, God is saying, my son, my daughter, whoever you may be, if you can just hold on just a little bit longer, if you can hold on just a little bit longer, that God will bring you through it. God will see you through it. God will show you the way out. God will take care of you. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Everything that his word says, it has to go forth. It cannot return unto him void. That means if he said it, it's gotta come to pass. God wants you to make it through it. God does not want you to die there. God does not want you to give up. God's will is not for you to lay there and die, but it is to succeed. It is to prosper. As your soul prospers, He wants you to prosper. God wants you to prosper. And God knows that you're going to have to endure pain and turmoil. But what God is saying is that if you can just make it through that pain period, man, if you can make it through that pain period, you're struggling with alcohol and you on day, I'm sorry, man. I'm not trying to sniff in the mic, but. And you're struggling with alcohol and you're on day 60. God's saying, man, if you can just get through the roughness. Get through the birthdays. Get through the pain. One day at a time, one step at a time. You'll get through it. You'll be better. You'll be the best. I want to read you something. That is extremely, extremely powerful. I want to read you this. And it says, and it's talking about Jesus in Philippians chapter number 2, verses 8 through 11. And it says, and being in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, talking about Jesus, and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father, that He's Lord. He endured all of what He endured, and therefore His name is magnified above all names. If you want to be great, you got to go through the pain. If you want to be successful, you got to go through the pain. Yeah, you got some sleepless nights. That's okay. That's okay. We're going to get it. It's not going to be like this always. Yeah, you work in 3 jobs. It's okay. It's not going to be like this always. I work 2. I should be asleep right now so that I can make it into the next job and have good rest. But God is saying to you, if you're going to be great, you want that relationship to work, you got to go through pain. You can't avoid it. You have to be willing to go through pain and hurt. No, they should not be hitting you or nothing like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a successful relationship has pains. You want a successful relationship with Christ. It has pains. You're lonely some days. It's okay. It's all right. But I want what God has for me. So if I got to go through it a little bit, God give me the strength to do it. To endure it until I see the end. Listen, man, I'm excited about this. Because this was a very big revelation for me. I've been avoiding pain my whole life. I didn't want to be hurt. When I think about when I played football in high school, or even when I played football in college, I tried to avoid pain as much as possible. On the football field, I didn't want to feel that pain. And so sometimes I was passive when I shouldn't have been passive. And I ended up getting hurt even more than I would have if I would have just went full strength. You keep settling for the same guy over and over again because you don't want to deal with the pain of a successful relationship. So you keep going for the hit it and quit it and go. You keep going for the guy that you know ain't no good for you. Somebody, and I gotta hurry up and say this because I gotta get to some points here. Somebody talked about the Russell Wilson and his self, his love for his wife Sierra, and how, you know, some guys was bashing them because he was, you know, just shouting out the love for his wife. And the post said, that something powerful is it said that the issue isn't that men are hating on Russell Wilson as much as you all may think men are, not the good men. They said the good men are wondering, why do women keep going for the future, who is the ex-husband of Sierra, instead of the good Russell Wilson, right? And he's not, and they're not saying that Russell Wilson is perfect, but they're saying the type where they love all out and they give all that they can. But, you know, the women don't want that one. They want the rough rider. They want the, you keep going for that because it's convenient. It's there. It's appeasing your flesh, and you would have to sacrifice self to make the good one work. You have to get over your own proclivities. You would have to get over your own desires to have the real love that you deserve. Same for men. Men don't want the good woman. They want the woman that's going to treat them bad, take all their money. And so they go for the one with the big butt, the big breast. And they hit it, quit it, and keep going, give them money. Cause there's no pain that causes to self to make the relationship work with the good one. So let's get some practical things here. How do we, and I'm gonna say this in 3 points, and I gotta hurry up and get on out of here, pray, and let y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. So how do we endure pain, and how do we get through that pain since we know that we gotta get through it? Number one, Jesus, the answer can be found in Hebrews. That's number one. And that answer says, in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So what they're saying is that Jesus, that Jesus saw something before him. He had the picture and the image that God showed him before him that gave him the strength and the ability to endure what he needed to endure to get to his end goal. So number one, you need to make sure that you know what the end goal is and whatever you have to accomplish. You need to know what that end goal is. Write it down. Draw a picture of it. Show what that end goal is on a board, on a poster board, right? Show what that is and always look at it so that you can get through whatever it is that you need to get through. If it's being debt free, put that up there. And every time you got to go to that second job and you're trying to get that debt down, look at the goal and let that what you see inspire you to get where you need to go. If it's a word from God, maybe God spoke something into your spirit, write that down and always refer to it. Always refer to it, right? That vision that God showed you, always refer to it. The second thing, how do we get through these trials, right? You need a contingent plan. You need to know where to go and to find something that can take your mind off of the pain, until you reach the goal. And what I mean is by that is, you need a healthy hobby, a healthy go-to. For me, working out makes me feel amazing. So if I got to endure something, working out helps me to endure that. Playing my video game, you know, not something excessive, not for a long period of time, because I'm way too busy to just be sitting on hours at a time. But, you know, maybe you time yourself for 30 minutes or for an hour to get your mind off of whatever you're enduring. Maybe it's cooking, maybe it's sewing, maybe it's whatever it is. You need something healthy that you can turn on to that can temporarily take your mind off of it. Maybe it's cleaning, maybe it's ironing, maybe it's going over a friend's house, maybe it's calling up a friend, maybe it's developing a code word to a friend so that friend knows, hey, I need to call them, or maybe I need to pray for them. You need that. And the last thing, you need to develop a prayer life. I can't stress this enough, that prayer is essential to every believer, that Jesus prayed all the time. When Jesus had to endure the cross, the first thing that he did before he endured, he prayed. It helps you get through what you need to get through. So, answers to the test. What to endure? How do we endure pain? Number one, we look at the goal often. Number two, we find healthy things that we can turn to help us temporarily take our mind off the pain. And number three, we go to God. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this lesson. Thank you for the revelation. And thank you, God, for your strength, for your peace, for your love, for your joy. God, there's no one like you. And there's no one that can help us like you, Jesus. Father, your scripture says that, God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness, God. That means that, God, when we're weak and we don't know what to do, your scripture says, God, that your spirit speaketh intercession for us with murmurs that cannot be uttered. That means that, God, you're always there. You're always interceding. So, Father, help us to endure the pain to get where you want us to be. Help us, God, to reach every goal. Help us to be what you called us to be. And God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I love you and I adore you. In your blessed name, help us all. Give us strength, God. Give us joy unspeakable. In Jesus' name. Hey, y'all, I am so glad that you guys joined me today. I hope that you guys got something out of it. I hope that you all be blessed. I'm so glad that you're here with me. Y'all, we are almost at 800 listens. Please like, share this episode with somebody. I promise you it's going to help. I promise you it's going to help somebody. Thank y'all for being the best, for supporting me, for rocking with me. Keep praying for me as I pray for you. God bless. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.